A string of auto accidents resulting in fatalities in the area has transportation officials and law enforcement reminding motorists to remain attentive when behind the wheel. Joining me by phone to share on the issue is Louisiana State Police Trooper Albert Paxton. Trooper Paxton, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
There have been a number of accidents over the past week and a half or so. Fatalities from earlier accidents dealt with pedestrians walking near major roadways. Are there laws on the books restricting persons from walking along those roads?
Yeah, you can't. You have to find designated crosswalks and things like that. You can't walk in the roadway. One of the pedestrians was literally just standing in the roadway at 1:30 in the morning. You can't do it. You have to assume those people driving the cars can't see you. One was a four-year-old. They were crossing a four-lane highway, and it wasn't at a designated crosswalk. So you know, you can't do it. It's not safe to do it. They're designated crosswalks. You need to find those. People driving 50, 60 miles an hour on those big highways, they're not going to have as much room to see you to get out of the way. So you have a responsibility as a pedestrian to not be in the roadway and to use the designated areas to cross.
Obviously, law enforcement can't be everywhere at all times. What can a motorist do to alert authorities if they see this occurring, say, on a regular basis at a given location?
Well, if you see somebody in the roadway, you can dial 911 or you can dial *577. And that'll go to your closest state police troop. If you see something happening on a regular basis, then you can call, if it's inside the city, you can call the city police, but if it's outside the city, or if you're not sure, you can call state police, and we can get people out there. If there's a certain time you see a lot of people, you know, in the road for whatever reason, you know, if you call and let us know, we'll get people out there and check on it. You know, we may go out there, and then they see us there, and then they'll leave. And then they'll come back after we're gone. So it may take more than one call, and it may take a little while for us to get the point across to these people that the road is not a place to just go play. It's a very, very dangerous place. And a car going 30 or 40 miles an hour, that's a lot of weight going very, very fast. And, I mean, you get hit by a car going 25 miles an hour, it's going to kill you. So it's very dangerous, and you need to take it serious, and especially at night. People can't. I mean, if you're wearing dark clothing, you're in an area that doesn't have a lot of streetlights, that's a very dangerous situation.
And with these occurrences at night, I guess with the summer, probably these incidents or at least more people out walking along these roadways with the warmer temperatures?
That absolutely. I mean, that people are outside more during the summer, and especially here in Louisiana at night, it's not as quite as hot as it is during the day, so people are going to be out at night a little bit more. So that's something that for people driving, they need to be aware of and think about, especially when you're going into residential areas.
We've also seen distracted motorists and driver error and other incidents recently. What are some common reminders about remaining attentive and alert when behind the wheel?
The biggest thing is it's your responsibility. You know, think about, especially you're driving in these work zones. These people working in these work zones are mothers and fathers, and their children. They have mothers and fathers, they have kids, they have families that you need to think about and be responsible and drive slower, you know, obey the speed limit, pay attention, eliminate distractions. If you're driving 50 miles an hour and you're distracted, look at your phone or look down wherever. For whatever reason, if you don't look where you're going for 4 seconds, you're going 50 miles an hour, you've covered a football field, basically. And that's a long way to go without looking where you're going.
Louisiana State Police Trooper Albert Paxton. Trooper Paxton, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.